Hello, this is Joachim Endos, Prime Dharma Talk, your fortune development. With the wish that your life will be an art, a beautiful art, creative art, exciting art, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, continues, of the Gospel according to John. Lesson number 14, it's written that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, the only child, full of grace and truth. Okay, what this means? Well, this means that this is related to how to make your life creative. The Word became flesh means that your Word become the reality of the phenomenon world. Actually, the world is spirit, and the world has power to create the phenomenon world. However, there's a way to reduce the power of the spirit from your words. And there's a way to increase the spirit in your words, within in your words. How the different come from? Well, if you use the word to other people, for example, you don't do the things that you said you would do. Even though you give a word, you don't do. That means that it's a traitor of your words and your really basic rule or principle or rule of in Buddhism is make oneness the word, mind and action. Even you don't do. If you say the words, people will not trust you, and people will not trust the words that you say. Also, yourself, your subconsciousness lose trust to your own words, and this is a split become reduced, not only reduced, but split become the traitor of yourself. Then, how to increase the spirit, how to let the spirit come in, the real spirit, the positive spirit, the spirit of the universe come into your words. Do whatever you said. If once you give a word, you do it. And also, to make the, to have a powerful words which dwelt by the spirit, great spirit, and if you repeatedly putting your words into your subconsciousness, it will create the phenomenon world as a reality. Anyway, people are repeatedly saying some words into oneself, whatever the positive or negative, and often people flow with the karma of the human being, and it's not going to be positive, but consciously, repeatedly, with a strong spirit of yourself, strong spirit of the great spirit of the universe, let it realize as a reality. Repeatedly whisper yourself, and that we realize that what means, but that what means that among us, in Chinese character kanji, human being is among people. There's no individual exist, only the relationship exists. Nothing is individual, no individual person exists, only the relationship exists, the energy of the relationship. This is what means about among us. See what's going to happen if you be responsible to words you said and repeatedly telling yourself subconsciously or consciously, whisper to your subconsciousness what will happen, what's supposed to be happen, what definitely should happen in the future. Things will be realized. That's what means that the world became flesh. And dwelt among us. Yeah. Then the great spirit will be dwelt among in your life. Among us means about your life. Whatever you experience in your life, you're not alone. It's a result of the relationship. And of course, this principle, this principle is if you be dwelt by the great spirit of the universe, and if your words are repeatedly, if your words are repeatedly repeated to your subconsciousness with a good spirit of your heart, the things you realize in as a phenomenon, it means that what means but that we held his glory, the glorious of the only begotten of the Father. You are the only child. You are the begotten of the Father. The realization or awakened the state of the only God, only child of the God is very much in peace and is very much being warmed up, because at the same time you see other people internal heart, in the heart of other people, that the God exists internally. And in this, because of this fact, everybody is the only child. So you will take others as an important person. Whatever you treat you to others is the way exactly same as the way you treat yourself. Let your world be dwelt by the spirit, and let your life will be dwelt by the great spirit, and let all your words that you wish to be make it realize in your life, let's experience among us. Let's experience in your life. Wish you have a nice day and the great life and the future.